मत्रस्वरूपम् रूपम् तस्याग्रजगुरिपुरीं माथुरीं गोष्ठवाटीं राधाकुण्डं गिरिवरमहो राधिका माधवासं प्राप्तो यस्य पथितकृपया श्रीगुरुं तं विनतोऽस्मि। वञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो। महाबदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरत्विषे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय आराध्यो भगवान ब्रजेशतनयस्तद्धाम वृंदावनम्। आई ओनली एक्सप्लेन टुमारो यस्टरडे। आराध्यो भगवान ब्रजेशतनय दिस वेरी फर्स्ट आई शुड गिव द मीनिंग ऑफ द होल श्लोक एंड देन आई विल ट्राई टू एक्सप्लेन मोर। So, Mathuresh Krishna is not Aradhya, our Aradhya. He may be Aradhya of Shankar, Brahma and all others. But he may be Aradhya Dev, worshipable for whole universe. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu telling, and he is telling to us that our Aradhya Dev is Brajendranandan Shyamasundar, not Mathuresh and Dwarkadish, not Ramchandra, not any manifestations of Krishna. We have some honor to them. But our Aradhya Dev, supreme, but worshipable, deity is Radha and Krishna together. In first line, it has not told of Srimati Radhika, only Brajendranandan. But Brajendranandan means Radha and Krishna. Aradhyo Bhagavan Brajeshatanaya Taddhama Vrindavanam. As Krishna is worshipable Brajendranandan, who took birth in Gokul from the womb of Mother Yashoda, playing always in Vrindavan. He is Govinda Gopinath Madan Mohan. So he is our Aradhya. But as Krishna is Aradhya, Vrindavan Dham is also worshipable for us. No, not a single degree less. Because he is Baldev himself. Dham, Baldev Prabhu has manifested in the shape of Dham. So, Baldev Prabhu is Sandhini Adhishatri Dev. So he is more, he is
not less
than Brajendranandan. And Ramya Kachutu Parsana Bajupadu Bargain Jakalpita. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling, third thing, that the gopis of Vrindavan, like Srimati Radhika, Lalita, Vishakha, Chandra, Padma and all others, they served Krishna in such a way that anyone cannot come back, come in comparison to that. So, the same mood of gopis. Taddham Vrindam. Ramya kachut upasana baju badhu bargena. So, upasana means to come nearer and to serve. Is called upasana. So Prabhu Prajubadhu, that is gopis, with that mood of love and affection, they served Krishna in a ras, ordering Krishna that come and serve my feet, decorate us. All these things. So this way of serving Krishna is highest among Santa Dasa Sakhya and Vasalya and Madhura. For this, there should be any evidence, and that evidence is Srimad Bhagavat himself. Embodiment of Krishna. Tamalavaranam suhidavataram ka? Tamadidevam suhidavataram tamalavaranam
suhidavataram aparasam
sar samudra shetum bhajamahe. So Bhagavat is the incarnation of, embodiment of Krishna. So only this is evidence. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that this is the evidence. In this Srimad Bhagavatam, how gopis serve Krishna, and Krishna is Supreme Personality of our Godhead, like Ete Chansukala Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. And gopis Aratna, he had to Napareham Niravadya Sanjujan. Krishna is telling, I cannot repay gopis. I can repay all others, but I cannot repay gopis. Bande nanda brajayistrinam padarinam abhikshnasa. So here she is also telling Uddhava, not any benediction he wants from Krishna, but he wants to worship, to take the lotus dust of gopis here. So, Srimad Bhagavat is evidence for all these things. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamidam Tatraduru Napara. So, we must honor the idea, the principle, basic principle of Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the aim and object and what?
Essence
of Srimad Bhagavatam or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all teachings. Now you can speak something. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling and he has come to give only this thing, gopi prem. But he came and gave so many things, all rasa, but especially he came only for this. So if by hearing all these things a man, a devotee will have the greed for the highest topic of prem like gopis, then he will come in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Otherwise, if only wants to be in Dasya, then he will have to go in Ramanuj section. Or Madhva, or Vishnu Swami, or Nimbadit. They will not come in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, for this reason he came and Naam Prema Mala Gathi Parala Shabara, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave Naam and plus this Prema. Only this Prema. But when he was going to forest from Jagannath Puri to Vrindavan, all animals and everything were crying and weeping and chanting Krishna, and they received prem. What type of prem? Not that. Because they had no anugatya of gopi. They are not doing bhajan in the guidance of gopis. So general prem they will have. And after that, they will be in the shape of man, they will associate with higher class of Vishnu. Then they may have that thing. So yesterday I told a boyhood pastime of Krishna. How the Brajavasis were clapping, all the Sakhas were clapping. You should tell. Doubt that you are telling all these things. Our Guru Maharaj Srila Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj has not told all these things. But I think that they are not
correct.
I have heard myself, he used to sing Rupa Raghunatha Pade Haibe Akuti Kabe Ami Bujhavase Jugala Piriti. What is this? He used to sing Brahma Sanghita.
Govinda Mahaviguru.
After that, Venu Kadantam Arvinda Dalayataksham Vaham Asitam Buddha Sundarangam. What is the meaning of Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya Vishesha Shobham? And after this slope, more important. Kya hai iske baad? Third shloka. Alola Chandra Kalasat Banamalya Bansi Pranaya Keli Kala Vilasam Pranaya Keli Kala Vilasam Shyamam Tribhanga Lalitam Niyata Prakasham Govinda Madhupurusha. He used to sing all these things weeping. And he used to order me that saying, Rupa Manjari Pada, Sei Mora Sampada, Sei Mora Jivanar Jiva. What is this? This is the same thing. So, in beginning he has not told like so, but his end and object was this. And for this, he has explain Srimad Bhagavatam. For this he has explained Chaitanya Charitamrita to sprinkle the same theme and same object. So this sloka shows this. I think that he must have quoted this sloka anywhere. Certainly. Because all disciplic acharyas have taken this from Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur after that. So, now I am going to tell a story. Yesterday Krishna... So, I spoke yesterday one pastime of Krishna. He is looking like a very orphan boy. And all the cowherd boys are clapping, making joy and all other things. But next day, he took some earth in his mouth, in Brahmand Ghat, same place. And Krishna, as a habit of little boys, he took in his mouth. But at same time, all cow herd boys were seeing that he is taking earth, hiding ourselves. But they saw and they began to chastise Krishna. Why you took earth? I have not taken. And all were quarreling with Krishna. Baldev told that you should not take earth. Krishna told that I have not taken. The boys running went to Yashoda Maiya, mother, and complained against Krishna that this naughty boy has taken earth in his mouth. Yashoda men ran away and came to Brahman Ghat and told, have you taken earth? He told that I have not taken. But all the boys are telling. Krishna told that they are my against party and that is why they want that you should chastise me. That is why they are complaining. Why Baldev is telling? He never talks tell lies. They have given something and they have made Baldev in their party. And so they are complaining always against me. Yashoda told that, open your mouth, I will see. He told that, you can see. And Yashoda Ma gave his hand, fingers, and did like that. And at once saw whole universe, lakhs and lakhs. Lakhs and lakhs, Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, all he saw. He saw also Yashoda Maiya in that, and himself, Krishna also. What is this? What I am seeing? So began to think that why I am seeing this? And he took some water and gave an ice and... But he saw, oh, I'm seeing same thing. Any ghost has come or any maya of any semi-gods or anything. What happened? She was not believing that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. There is a Siddhanta here. This is appellant. But this appellant is some prominent in Dwarka and Mathura. And almost all in Golok and Vaikuntha. But Vrindavan, much more appellant is there. But covered with Madhurya. What is that Madhurya? Whether there is appellant or not appellant, no question. Appellant will always follow Krishna. Always. In Braj also, more appellants are there. If Krishna gives his appellants, then he will be a very ordinary boy like us. So appellant will serve him always. But it will be covered with the mood. What is? Naravat Bandhutva Bhav. That like Naravat, worldly boy. Not changing anything. Krishna was changed in Vishwarup.
Universe
form. He changed his shape. But he is not changing any shape. Oh, you can see my little mouth. How can I tell? And in this little mouth he saw all these things. This is the biggest opulence in Krishna. But in a little boy. And Yashoda Maya has nothing to do with this opulence. He is thinking a ghost may have come and did like this. Or I am seeing in dream. What is this? Not thinking that he is supreme personality of Godhead. So this is opulence as per Jasamagrasya that I told. Opulence will be in Krishna, but he will always like a simple worldly boy. So this is called Madhurya. But if we think that Krishna has no opulence in Braja, it is wrong. Always, but covered with that. That the meaning of puja, archana, and the serving of gopis or any raganuga bhakta, Mahapurush, Mahabhagavat, Uttam Bhagavat, are not puja and archana. There is much difference. But I think that there is no word in
English.
In your language. The archan of Raghunath Das Goswami, that Giriraj Srila, and archan of ours, of Radha Krishna, are not same. Our archan will be called like archan pujan, and there will be called, theirs will call bhava seva. No? Bhava seva means from heart they are doing. Much different. A maid servant can't do many kinds of service whole day long. Any service. And in the evening you can pay and she will go. And your wife or your daughter are sitting whole day commanding on that maid servant. But they are not maid servant. They may easily do anything or not. Why? They have so much mamata, minus that the servant has nothing. So minus, the Krishna is mine, he is my son, he is my beloved. This thing is more superior. This is called bhavseva. So we cannot tell this puja or archan to that. Then one day, हमारे उस सब्जेक्ट का हो ही गया छे दिस इज सो ट्रू फिनिश वी सी दैट सो मेनी डेमन्स आर कमिंग इन ब्रज इन द पास्ट टाइम्स ऑफ कृष्ण वी सी दैट सो मेनी डिवोटीज डूइंग लैक्स एंड लैक्स इयर्स austerities and sadhana bhajan, but we are not going there. How these demons entered in Vrindavan and they touched Krishna like Putana, Aghasur. He took Krishna in his
stomach. Mouth
and stomach, Bakasur, Charun must wrestle with Krishna, touching his body, and all other demons. How they entered in Vrindavan? It is a very strange thing. So how to reconcile all these things? To make the service and the love and affection of Brajavasi. What? क्या कहता हूँ? उनके प्रेम को
रिन्यू
करने टू रिन्यू देयर लव्स अगेन एंड अगेन. योग माया ब्रिंग्स देम, दे कैनॉट कम ओन विश, दे कैनॉट कम आर कंस कैनॉट डू एनीथिंग. ही कैनॉट कम इन मथुरा, बट योग माया ब्रिंग्स देम एंड रिन्यूज द अफेक्शन एंड लव ऑफ द डिवोटीज यशोदा. You can also realize it that if your son is always with you, if your husband is always with you day and night, honor and love affection will generally go down. But in the meantime, any separation or any suffering comes, that we will be separated or he will die. Then when they after this meet, then again this love and affection goes so high. In this way, Yogamaya makes Krishna love and affection new. So that it should not be like an old thing. So all are coming. And by anyhow, these persons like Putana, Aghasur, Bakasur, in their pastime they have been caused by any very Uttam Mahabhagavat like Narad or Agastya or anyone. And that is why they will have to touch Krishna, that they will have been liberated. So there are so many reasons in one pastime. Putana was the daughter of Bali Maharaj in his past birth. When he, Bali Maharaj was cheating, he came to Bali Maharaj. Bhaman Maharaj came to Bali Dev, Bali Maharaj. She was so beautiful. So she wanted that I have no son. If a son like this boy will come in my home, then I will have so much affection to that. Vamandev knew this. No, yes, I will come. A boy like this. But when she saw that, oh, he is cheating my father, having very big saw, big
steps,
big and he is also binding him in knot fast, that can, then she becomes so fierce and, oh, if you will be my son, I will give you
poison.
Bali Maharaj accepted this. Yes, you should do. Anyhow, you should come in my touch. And I will come in your heart and purify, and thus I will make you always engaged in my service. So, you should think about all the demons. Like Kuber ke putra, Nalpavan Manigriv. They become like demon. But their association of Narada and benediction of Narada, that is why they came here. And they were liberated and have also they got Prema Bhakti. And they went in Golok Vrindavan after that, and they became Snigdhakanta and Madhukanta, always
singing
pastimes of Krishna in the courtyard of Council of Nanda Vasudeva and all others. So that is why the demons can go enter in Vrindavan by the help of Jogmaya. Otherwise, no demon, nothing there.
Di dalam lila Sri Krishna, begitu banyak raksasa yang begitu gampang untuk masuk ke Braja Bumi, seperti Putana, Bakasura, dan banyak raksasa yang lainnya. Ya. Tetapi begitu banyak berjuta-juta penyembah yang melakukan bhajan, tetapi mereka tidak bisa masuk Vrindavan, tidak bisa langsung datang ke Vrindavan. Jadi di sini seolah-olah ada pertentangan. Kenapa raksasa begitu gampang masuk, sedangkan penyembah yang selalu ingin mendekati Krishna, ya, mereka tidak bisa masuk Vrindavan. Dan bagaimana memecahkan?
You know, Damodar Leela. There are so many things to know. All the gopis used to complain Yashoda Maiya that Krishna is so naughty and stealing
butter
and everything in our houses, doing so many naughty things. We see that in his
future,
he'll be so naughty. So you should try to
check him.
One day Yashoda was churning cord. So beautiful Yashoda Maiya. Otherwise Krishna cannot come so beautiful. She was churning. You know all these facts, but I am telling in very short because time is now very near. I am not satisfied by telling Hari Katha because time is so short and he has to explain in also this language. So I am telling in brief because tomorrow we will organize our Guru Maharaj's birthday. Also, the birthday of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur and the birthday of birthday of Gaur Govinda Maharaj,
disappearance
is coming. So we will discuss all these things. So very time is very short. So I am telling only this Siddhanta. Krishna was sleeping, Yashoda Maiya was talking. Krishna saw that, where is my mother? Mother, mother, he began to call and wait. Yashoda Maiya was doing, what doing? Govinda Damo Dharma Bhaveti, Govinda Damo Dharma Bhaveti. Govinda Damo Dharma Bhaveti, Govinda Damo Dharma Bhaveti. Like this. She was quite abject and singing so much. Oh, her voice was so sweet and Dadimantan sound was coming like mardanga, hit, and this pan. Those who don't serve Krishna, to them hit, fie on them, fie on them, fie, like this. and this
tan,
tan, and Yashoda Maa's churi, golden, were like twinkling like karta. And so he was quietly observing that. So Krishna was calling mother, mother, and she was not hearing. Anyhow, he came down from the palanka and coming loudly more. He has some kajal in his eyes. So doing like this, both sides, this side, this side. Collar. Here Ganga is and Jamuna is there coming. And quite naked. But in his head, peacock feather was there. Anyhow, he was going, doing like this, and he came to Yashoda Maiya. But still Yashoda Maiya was not hearing his breathing. So he took up the that danda, and one hand he caught the bell of Yashoda Maiya, and thus churning was stopped. Who is he? And he saw, thou, Kanaiya. And he took at once, stopped churning, took in his lap, and in Anchal, in bell, take up to Krishna. And she was his, like his this, and loving, so fat. Tears were coming. Automatic milk was coming. And Krishna was hungry, so he was taking very
good milk.
He was juicing, sucking. And the, in meantime, Mother Yashoda saw that milk is
boiling,
and it was going down in the oil. Yashoda Maiya thought that, oh, this milk wants to serve Krishna, but he is taking my milk. We should take it as this, that Khir Samudra, the ocean of milk, has come from the breast of Yashoda Maiya. Everywhere in the world where you see milk, it has come from Yashoda Maiya. So very endless and very deep, endless deep. The ocean, all milk is there. And Krishna, in his mouth, whole world is there. And his stomach, all world is there. So Krishna can take so many oceans, lakhs and lakhs ocean of milk, but something empty. And Yashoda Maa milk was so endless that hundreds of Krishna, lakhs of Krishna take his milk, but it will never come down. So there was a very contrast between them. So Krishna is taking Yashoda Maiya. So milk is saying that I have no chance to serve Krishna. So what is the use of this life, useless life? I should be burnt. That is why we. Narottam Thakur is also telling that if I am not serving, I am so unfortunate. In this life I have not served Krishna. I am always busy in worldly things, always in silly, bad things, to collect all these things, but yet not happy. These are like poison, and we are collecting, giving up nectar of bhakti, prema. and we are always hurrying to all these things. So I should die. Why I am?
Maintain my life.
So that milk is thinking like this and he is going to give up his life. We should also think, why my life is? If I am not serving, not doing proper bhajan sadhan, then what is the use of this life? I think a hog, pig, they are okay, they are good. But we are more than that. Having some sense, we are fortunate to have any good association. We have all these opportunities, they have not. But we are wasting, giving up all these things and taking poison. So why should not I die? But Brahma has made us and our heart more than a stone, that we are not man. We should always think in evening when going to bed that in what stage now we are. Today we have increased our faith, our serving of Krishna or not. In business we do it. When you are closing a shop or an office, we should calculate that today we have gained or lost. Bhakti Siddhanta used to tell Prabhupada that every day in night going to bed, you should calculate that our bhakti has increased something, or it is like the same, or it has gone down. Daily we should do. If you calculate, then see this our faith and this sadhan bhajan has increased something, or it is in the same way, or it has done some degree lower down. If our association is okay, then it will increase. If our association is not good, then it will go down, and our association will be normal. And Vishaisang is also there. Vishai means? Asasang is also there, and satsang in
same level.
Then it will be like that, something stagnant. So we have taken initiation about 24 years before. Now we will calculate our service to Krishna. Sadhan bhajan is in the same way where we were first, or it has gone some lower degree, or it has advanced. If you sincerely think all these things, you can calculate easily this thing. If you are not increasing in the same stage in which you joined this mission, then Vishay Sangha, Asat Sangha and Sat Sangha both are going down. And we are doing some offenses, then we are going down. I think that you can realize this. When you come to your Gurudev, we were so energetic. But now, if there is Sangha, then you will be energetic and go up. And if you are not energetic now like that, then you should think that we are doing some offenses. Anarths are there. And not superior sadhusan
association
is there. So or this thing is going down. So we should try to correct it. A boy cannot be in the same class
always
for 20 years. If he is in the same class, it means that he is not ready. Actually, he is playing football, cricket and all other things and bad society. So, we should also calculate these things. Otherwise, no increment. So, now here Yashoda Devi is thinking that I should help this and try to share this milk. She at once gave up Krishna, weeping, and Krishna catch hold by his hands like monkeys here, very tightly, and with legs also tightly, and with mouth his breast like this. I am still hungry. Where you are going? You should not go. So he tightly holds Swayam Bhagavata and supremacy, whole power, Sarva Shaktima, he used there. But Yashoda Ma giving a slap. Up, sit down here. Putana, having the power of 1,000 and 10,000 elephants' power, and still she used his whole power to throw out Krishna, but she could not do. And Yashoda in a push moment. See. Oh, sit down here. Krishna, in front of Yashoda love and affection,
become
fell, and Krishna was so angry sitting there. Here we should think, why Yashoda did? He was something minus in milk or Krishna. He used to love milk more than Krishna, and this is bhakti? No. Why she did so? Here we should try to know the meaning of bhakti that Rupa Goswami has written. What that? Anya abhilashita sunya jnana karma jana abhritam ankullena krishna anusilanam bhakti ruttama. You should all try to remember this is to please Krishna is bhakti. But Krishna is angry here. He became angry and he broke the vessel. No? So it is bhakti or not? Yet it is bhakti. Why? She is thinking that I cannot serve, my milk will cannot serve Krishna. That should be makhan or butter and other things to serve Krishna. See, for well-being of Krishna. Whether Krishna should cry or and do anything, but for well of Krishna, she is doing. So it is bhakti. And Charun and Mustik, they are giving pleasure to Krishna, like beer rush. Their Krishna is so happy in wrestling. But this making of pleasure of Krishna is not bhakti, because they want to kill Krishna. So it is pratikulla, not anukulla, not unfavorable. So this is not bhakti. So Yashoda Ma, whether he takes the Krishna ears and do like this, it is bhakti. Krishna may cry and weep, but yet it is bhakti, because it is for Krishna. So Krishna became anger and broke the vessel. And Yashoda Maya returned, consoling the milk, giving some water sprinkled there, and it was subsided. Means, oh, I am taking you and I will give to Krishna. I will make you in the service of Krishna. I will engage. So he was subsided. So Guru is like Yashoda Maiya. He, in being Guru, he but gives helps to all the devotees to serve, a chance to serve Krishna. Giving up his service, what is meaning? He is, even in Golok Vrindavan, in Braja, and remembering all the pastime and serving him, being in Uttam Mahabhagavat, but gives up and comes in the stage of Madhyamadhikari and always helping in them. Some are Kanishta, some are Madhyam, but generally Kanishta. And he comes down in this stage and tells that you should not do this, you should do this. And he sings this same called Kirtan. What Kirtan? Dujan? Amana Durmati Samsara. He sings the song Samsara Dava Nana Liha Loka. What is this? So he comes down, always giving some mercy to them and plays the role of Madhyamadhikari. So Guru is like mother. Oh, I'm going. I'm not thinking that all are understanding or not. And it is now to 8, so you should tell something. I was to tell that what is that Yashoda Maiya cannot bind. Two only fingers remain. What is two fingers I wanted? But you should tell.
Able to bind
Krishna, two fingers where? What is two fingers? One finger, Yashoda Maiya wanted to bind Krishna by his own effort. Anyone cannot do like this. By our sadhana bhajan we cannot control Krishna and we cannot see Krishna. Secondly, Krishna mercy should be there. But we see that Krishna mercy is everywhere. But we are not going in proper channel. So these are two fingers. Krishna mercy one and asadhan bhajan second. The instance is of cat and monkey. Cat's children, only they weep. Their mothers will come and take their children in mouth and they will go here and there. Only they will do meow, 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 nothing else. And monkeys, mother will has nothing to do. If the mother wants to go from here to there, they will look after their child and the child will come running and they will catch hold of their mother tightly. And she will jump from one tree to another tree, one house to another, going here, there. She will not care. If he falls down, then they will never take that boy with you. They will give up for ever. So there are two methods. Two fingers. By doing practicing bhakti yoga, all sadhana, heart to heart, Krishna will not come. And Krishna mercy is there. But you are not doing anything. You cannot have the darshan. So both things we do. Our so much
endeavor
and Krishna mercy both, if the two are there, then we can see Krishna. So Krishna mercy and also our both. If Krishna mercy is there always, but we are not doing proper sadhana and bhajan, that is why we are not achieving success. We should try to weep for Krishna mercy. Guru mercy. Uttamadhikari mercy. And try hard for that. So if we are following two things properly, sincerely, then Krishna mercy will come and we can be controlled Krishna like Yashoda Maharaja. You can